Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Virat Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. When you punch, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps. Our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. And what they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Fight for freedom and the soul of the USA. Right here, right now, it's Independence Day.
Your Friday host, the one and only Ding. Yes. And, yeah, the show is actually open to callers. You guys want to call into the show? I'm pretty sure you know how to do that. So, yes, lines are, in fact, open. Now, for those of you who listen to my main show, the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, you guys know... Well, midweek here, I was starting to get into what's going on with Alexandro Mayorkas. And then I had forgot that we had a day pushed back for the Red Pill Nation simulcast. So we went ahead and did that yesterday. Sorry for the abruptness of that. That was actually my fault. It slipped my mind. But as you know, we did that simulcast. But instead of continuing the Mallorca stuff on my main show, the Red Pill Hardcore, we're going to do that tonight right here on the Intel Report. So, where we left off was, you know, we were talking about how, well, our governmental agencies that are supposed to, well, be doing certain jobs for the people, well, they're not doing those jobs. And we have this ball-headed, Gollum-looking guy who's talking out of the side of his mouth like a crooked politician does. You know, it's supposed to be law enforcement. When did our law enforcement become officials? You have officials, you have officers. All right, this man, I know they say agent, but that's just another word for officer. All right, this guy has no respect for the authority figures that he's supposed to answer to, because he's switching from being an officer to a politician, a flat-out government official, talking that political talk instead of just yes and no. You know, it makes you think, you know, when I was in the military, just what would happen? What would happen if I just had some deviating speech? I'd be doing push-ups nonstop. Well, yes or no answers. You understand me? Well, I think I've come to the understanding that I should be doing no. Or push-ups up, down, up, down. I'd be punished if I talked like this guy. And really, I mean, even in the private sector. You're late to work today. Do you want this job? Well, you know, in times of economic issues and what's going on today and inflation and that, I'd lose my job. That's a yes or no. Why this man still has a job, I don't understand it. So, on the last show, yeah, I had played the clip where Ted Cruz is ripping him a new one and actually stopping him from filibustering. Ted Cruz. And I know some of you guys don't like Ted Cruz, and I had been admonished on the air by one of the callers for me liking Chip Roy. But if I had my choice of the Republican politicians to take the seat of president and vice president, it would definitely be Ted Cruz and Chip Roy. Now, I'm pretty sure some of you guys are going to call in and tell me how wrong I am about that. And that's fine. You can do that. We can have a discussion on you know, why you think I'm wrong. But I want to get into how Josh Hawley exploded on Majorca. And if he had any kind of effect. So let's go with that one.
Thanks, I look forward to following up with you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator Padilla. Senator Hawley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Secretary. Thank you for being here. Let me start with what I hope is a simple question. Do we need to have more or fewer people coming to our southern border?
Senator, we are working on diminishing the number of people whom we encounter at our southern border because of the challenge it presents. We're trying to build lawful, safe, and orderly pathways. Okay. To accomplish that.
Okay, fewer. So we need to have fewer, which means we need to roll back incentives to come. So I would have thought that would have been the answer. Let's talk about what you're doing, though. In January of this year, you rolled out a new phone app called CBP1, an app for a cell phone. I've got a picture of it behind me here. This phone app allows, and I'm going to quote from your own fact sheet, it allows, and I quote, non-citizens without appropriate documents for admission to schedule an appointment to come to the border. They can now go on their phone and schedule a time to come to the border and then be admitted. And you identified seven separate border points of entry where they could come. Five of them in Texas, two of them in California, one in Arizona. It's like a concierge service for illegal immigrants. My question is, you didn't think the border crisis was bad enough that now we're going to have an app that allows illegals to schedule their appointments and come and be admitted to this country?
Senator, you're mischaracterizing the use of the application. Let me explain it to you. We are currently enforcing the public health order of Title 42, and I know you're very familiar with it. There is a process for individuals who claim an exception to the Title 42 expulsion authority because of an acute medical condition.
Well, let's talk about this app.
If I may finish, an urgent humanitarian reason. So instead of them coming in between the ports of entry to claim that urgent medical condition, that extraordinarily acute humanitarian cause, we allow a limited number to arrive at our ports of entry and seek the emergency relief that they need.
Schedule, you allow them, let's be particular about
and
what
I
you do.
I should say that the CBP One app was not unveiled for the first time on January 5th of this year.
But you changed it. You made it available on January 5th to the illegals themselves. You don't have to be a lawyer to use it. You don't have to be a member of a non-governmental organization. Anybody can download the app and use it on their phone. And for the first time, you allowed them to schedule appointments. Now, let's talk about what actually happens when they come to the border. It's interesting. You characterized this when you rolled it out as an application for applying for asylum. But nowhere on the app do you actually require the illegal migrants to apply for asylum or to claim asylum or anything about asylum. And in fact, when they then get to the border, you don't ask them questions, you don't do interviews, you just release them. Here's the Texas Monthly, not a notable conservative outlet, who reports, and I quote, "At no point does the app ask users, are you seeking asylum? Those arriving for the CBP One appointments are given no interviews, asked no questions about vulnerabilities that they may or may not have listed in the app or about why they're coming to the United States. They're simply released into the country," end quote. So rather than building a wall, Mr. Secretary, you have built Ticketmaster for illegal immigrants.
You are, Senator, you are conflating programs. Let me explain.
Well, just respond to this. Is it true that they are given no interviews, asked no questions, and simply released into the country?
Let me explain to you what we announced on January 5th.
No, I want you to explain to me what's happening. I know what you announced. I read it to you.
So I will explain to you what is happening.
Are they given interviews? Let's start with that. Are they given interviews?
We were previously experiencing
That's starting to sound like a no. Let's just hone in here. Mr. Secretary, my time is very limited. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to drive to some clarity here. The Texas Monthly has reported that once illegal immigrants go on their phone and reserve their time to come to the border, once they use your concierge service that you've created for them, when they come, they are given no interviews. They are asked no questions about any vulnerabilities. They are simply released into the country. Is that happening?
Senator, you are mistaken. And if I may explain.
Are they given interviews?
If I may explain, individuals who seek parole under our January 5th program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans are screened and vetted before they arrive at our border.
Wait a minute. No, they go on the phone and just reserve a time, and then they show up and they're given nothing. Listen to this. Even immigration advocates are amazed about this. Here, also from the Texas Monthly, here's one immigration advocate whose first name is Orta. She says, that's the crazy part. Nothing in this new program requires you to actually seek asylum. Somehow, we've decided to punish those who arrive at the border without the app, who may be seeking asylum, but we just let in anybody who may or may not have any particular reason to seek asylum, so long as they've made an appointment on your Ticketmaster app. This seems crazy to me.
Senator, it's a complete mischaracterization of the program that we announced and are implementing.
So how many people have used the app then?
That you are referring to. So if I can explain.
How many people have used the app?
So we had a significant surge of Cubans.
How many people have used the app?
Nicaraguans and Venezuelans.
Mr. Secretary, you're here to answer my questions. How many people have used the app?
Tens of thousands have sought to make an appointment at the port of entry under our parole program.
Okay, good. How many have been admitted without an interview at the border?
You are, again, inserting a fact that does not belong in your question. So if I can, I will get you the precise...
I'm reading to you from public reports about how your own app works. You're just blanket denying... Actually, you're not quite denying it. You're saying that maybe we don't understand. Apparently, I don't understand. Texas Monthly doesn't understand. Immigration advocates don't understand. You're the only one who understands, yet you won't answer my question. How much did this cost to develop, by the way?
Senator, I don't have the cost, but let me share with you a critical
fact. Well, will
fact.
You get it for us?
Let me share with you a critical fact.
Will you
fact.
Get us the cost of what it, to develop this app?
Happily.
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it?
Senator, we have seen a approximately...
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it?
We have seen an approximately 95% decrease...
Did you contract with a tech firm to develop it? Yes or no?
Senator, this was led by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, our technical experts within the agency, and I certainly will get an answer to your question whether outside consultants were utilized
so you don't
in the
know.
Development process.
You don't know.
May I explain to you, since you have a misunderstanding of the program, what it is and the impact, the positive impact it has had on encounters of these four populations in between the
I just want to know why it is that you are allowing people to come to this border to make appointments, to not be interviewed, and then how many have just been released. Is it true, by the way, as the Texas Monthly reports, that they're simply released into the country on official parole? And get this, they're not given, according to their reporting, any kind of follow-up. Their court dates are in immigration courts, Texas Monthly reports, not even necessarily asylum trials. They're often general deportation hearings where defendants can make arguments for remaining in the country. Is that true?
That is a completely mistaken understanding of how the immigration process works. That language is completely confusing and erroneous.
Well, it is confusing. What's confusing is why anybody would think that an app like this to allow illegal immigrants to literally reserve a time to come to the border and then be ushered in without an interview, without follow-up, without tracking is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. Let me ask you in my very short time remaining Chinese nationals. I've only got a minute left.
That is false.
Let me ask you about the Chinese nationals who we all saw coming over the border, busloads of them, and then being released in the American interior. What's the percentage increase of Chinese nationals who crossed the border this year, Mr. Secretary? Let's just focus on maybe the Rio Grande Valley
segment. The number of Chinese nationals encountered at our southern border has increased significantly.
Do you know how much?
Over the past. I don't have the precise percentage.
I do. It's 900% just in the Rio Grande Valley sector. Are any of these people who came in this bus, these Chinese nationals, members of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, if an individual presents a national security or public safety threat, we detain them during the pendency
But that's not what I asked. I asked if they're members of the CCP.
During the pendency of their removal proceedings.
Are any of these individuals members of the CCP? So I think there's about 70 who came on this bus.
If indeed they are determined to be a national security threat or a threat to public safety, we detain them pending their removal proceedings.
Were any of these individuals detained or were they released into the interior of the country?
I don't have awareness of that particular group of individuals.
And so you don't know if any of them were members of the CCP? Or actually, you do know, you just won't say.
I don't know from the photograph, Senator, to whom.
But surely you know about the folks who you've read this report. You're the Secretary of Homeland Security. You're aware of these individuals. Were any of them members of the Chinese Communist Party coming into this country?
Senator, you're providing me with a group of individuals without names, identities, or
information. So you're not familiar with this incident that was widely reported on at the southern border? Don't you think it's strange that we have busloads of Chinese nationals coming across our southern border? I'm asking you, from a hostile country, I'm asking you if they're members of the Chinese Communist Party, and you don't know, apparently. You won't say.
We are very focused on all things with respect to the People's Republic of China.
But you don't know any of the details. I plead exhaustion, Mr. Secretary. You have exhausted me. You have exhausted this panel. You have exhausted the patience of the American people. You should resign.
Senator Welch.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Just a couple of things. First of all, what goes up?
must come down.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, you know, as we have heard once again, this Mayorka guy flip-flopping, not answering questions. Again, at least this time around, I guess it's okay that he got a chance to explain a little bit about what's going on, although, of course, none of it can be made sense of without hearing the full lie. So I'm just going to go ahead and address the application, the phone app. Now, with my knowledge of the government and how the intelligence agencies operate, this is something. I mean, even you people who are angry at Biden for leaving the borders open, this is all starting to tie itself together. If you take all the facts and put them together, Okay, so you've got a nation that's pretty much divided, all right? You've got the conservatives, and you've got the liberals. You've got the liberals in power. Conservatives are being made to look like crazy conspiracy theorists and terrorists. However, with an open border, you're going to get more Democratic votes. We all know this stuff. You're going to get the minorities, more Democratic votes. Liberals are going to stay in power. However, that's just the open government. That's the top layer. You want to know? It's the deep state intel. I don't even like calling them intel. They're spy agencies. Okay. CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and obviously they're implementing this through the DHS. This is a way to track people. This is intel gathering. All right. Oh yeah, sure. They'll let you in the country, but we're not going to let you be completely anonymous. This is a way. I mean, this, I can guarantee you 100%. I will put everything I own on the fact that this application is spying on the people that they're letting in. Now, this may be a way for the CIA to track their the product coming from over the border. CIA is still into human trafficking and drug and gun trafficking. America needs a fresh supply of that at all times so that they can have their war on the people. It's not a war on drugs. It's not a war on guns. That's a war on the people. Okay. They might, at this point, they might as well mail us the drugs and just show up at the door and arrest us. They might as well. Can we just skip a few steps? They're going to be spying. They're going to create programs. Oh, they'll stop this person from getting a job because this person has anger issues. Oh, he'll become a criminal. Oh, that's gun crime. Let's count that. He's another person to put in the prison system, the privatized system, which the federal government's going to be paying for out of your taxes. There are an endless amount of social engineering programs, hyper game theory programs that are going to be put onto these people that come over the border. And all of these programs will be working against you, the people. They're going to be working against you, not for you, against you. Now, I see that we have callers calling in, and yes, I will get to you guys, but I know we have to take another commercial break. This was our short segment, so we'll come back for the long segment, and yes, you guys call in, and we could definitely talk about this. So Bruce in Texas, stay on the line. We'll get to you first, and everybody else, stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over.
All right, all right, all right. We're gonna have to take some time to talk to some callers. All right. So let's go ahead and, we'll start with Bruce in Texas, line one. Go ahead.
I'm on the air, huh? AV?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Oh, by the way, that song, that was my ex-wife and I, that was our song when we were dating.
You know, Mike has this talent, Board Up Mike, he's got something that touches somebody every time we do a show, so you can definitely thank Masad Mike for that.
Yeah, you're good on your topic. I just want to deviate just a hair there to Joe Biden there. And Dan in Washington matched my challenge. So I'm going to donate $100. He donated $100 to RBN. So my challenge was, please someone talk about Joe Biden, because Rivera's call seemed to be, over the last couple of weeks, nothing but Trump bashing. Now, I'm not a MAGA guy, I'm not a Q guy, but it just gets old after a while, and it seems like we're all being gaslit by this stuff, because I know I'm in much worse shape now financially. I know the world is in much worse shape now politically and overall financially, and all the deaths in the Ukraine since they instigated this war against Russia. So,
yes,
Joe Biden here. Yeah, just get back to this guy. I remember because, you know, I'm getting up there close to 60. I remember seeing Joe Biden in the Senate, and he had like these little hair plugs. He had hair inserts put into his scalp because he was prematurely balding. Have you ever seen that?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he did. They probably want to scrub that too. But yeah, he had looked like he had plants in his head or something. And so
I know he doesn't look natural. He looks like a Lich King or something.
He's a faceless. And I also saw on 4chan someone wrote down that Hunter Biden has had a penile enlargement surgery. You know. And so these people are whacked, okay? So when he says that his father told him that he saw two gays kissing, and Joey, it's okay, two guys can love each other. Incest runs in the family. So I really have to wonder if that's really making that up, or maybe he actually told him that, you know? But here's, I'm looking at a picture of Joe Biden sitting in a chair in his yard with young Jill, okay? This is a caption, a well-suppressed photo. Joe Biden in his 30s and Dr. Jill at 15. Before the death of Joe's first wife, his friendly acquaintance with this future, quote-unquote, doctor was already well-established, as Jill was a Biden family babysitter. Now, you think there was some hanky-panky there? You know, now she's 15 in some countries. Yeah, whatever, but his wife was still alive, though. You know, and then she died, you know. Did you see where Joe Biden, he's at a ceremony for some other politician there. It came on C-SPAN, and he reaches down around this girl and pinches her on the nipple. She had to be like 8 years old, and she had to push his hand away. Yeah, have you seen that?
You know, no, that doesn't surprise me. But I've actually, the last Joe Biden thing I've actually looked at today, and I do my research, my due diligence, I at least watched something, one clip about something he's done. He was supposed to address the new shooting, the transgender shooting, and instead of addressing that, he came on stage, you know, giving praise to some politician, and then he said, hey, there are four kids here, stand up. You know, oh, aren't you beautiful? You know, and it's like, Joe, I've had enough of that, Joe. Joe, can we stop being Uncle Molester Joe for 5 minutes? Oh yeah, he was like, you know, I have ice cream. You know, the only reason why I'm down here is for a chocolate chip ice cream. Oh, but I've actually got a refrigerator full of it. So that's the only. And he was so happy and chipper. That's what makes him happy: ice cream and little children. We have the skinny version of what's that guy? Kincaid? The clown, the killer, serial killer, Gacy, Wayne Gacy. That's who we have in the White House right now. Seriously, Wayne Gacy, something like that. Yeah,
with dementia
on top of it. Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, great. And did he? His daughter, Ashley's diary, has an excerpt. I've seen it. I've read it. It's authentic. That she remembers something about Daddy taking naked showers with her when she was little. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have anything. And then she falls off to being a sex addict and a drug addict and an alcoholic and all this. Yeah, so you look at his daughter and what she went through. And by the way, James O'Keefe or someone else from Project Veritas had their house raided by the FBI in search of that diary because it was allegedly stolen. She probably lost it, just like her older brother Hunter lost it, got careless because they're all whacked out on dope or whatever, and it made its way to Project Veritas, but they put in a claim that it was stolen, trying to suppress it. But it's authentic, okay?
They had a copy. What Project Veritas had was a copy, and they had legal, they had acquired it legally. So, yeah, they tried covering up and make it seem like this guy committed a crime when he didn't. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, so I'm going to conclude by saying that his whole administration and the way they packed it with these freaks and these nuts and these bloodthirsty idiots from top to bottom, if they're assaulting, they're basically raping each and every one of us.
Essentially.
And they're getting away with it. Yeah, literally raping us financially. And they're going to push us into World War III if they're not careful. And so it's just, it's a, the problem is bigger than people realize. And that's why I get upset when I hear, you know, Trump, he's a billionaire and he's, you know, he's a narcissist himself, but he wants to have sex with a big blonde with big ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all right. That's kind of, yeah. That's kind of, you know,
That's par for the course.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. All right. Bye.
Well, thank you, Bruce. You know, a lot of good points there. And I've said this. I'd rather have a man in office who's horny for a porn star than to have a guy in there that wants to grope children all the time. How far has America fallen that Biden was let into office? World War III? They want World War III. They need population reduction. Too many people are becoming awakened. Now, I'm not talking woke, but too many people are becoming awakened. Too many people are understanding the bull crap that's going on. They need the population to be reduced because there's a lot of technology they're rolling out onto us. And for them to have their technocracy, not too many people can be around for them to have absolute control. Okay? You guys have seen what, Logan's Run? That's essentially what they want. We're going to be Soylent Green, and then we're going to get turned into that movie of Logan's Run. But worse, nobody's going to have their pleasure unless they are complete puppets to the government and get paid off that way. But anyways, we have, well, I got to stop myself before I rant. A lot of good points though, Bruce. Thank you. Let's go with Andy in Texas, line 3, before I get too lit here.
Hey,
how you doing, brother?
Friend. I'm doing great. I'll tell you what. The last time, last Sunday, when you called in and you said that AI, let's take a look at AI. And so I wasn't ready for that question, but I gave you my answer as best I could. But it was AI, and so you're a younger person. Yeah, you're a younger person. You're gonna. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know about young, but
no. But on the same token, we're talking about Logan's Run, and why are we doing that?
Well, you know what? I'd already be dead.
Hey V,
yeah.
there's a radio broadcast going on behind our ears here, or at least in my ear. It's still you, but it's another broadcast. Yeah. Oh no, that's me. Okay, so yeah, something's echoing here.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if that's your fault or it just happens, or the crap that just happened.
Yeah, well, no, happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, my friend V, tell me what your concerns are about AI. I mean, what have you learned about AI? What is so crazed? You know, in this whole AI that, I mean, because I'm not going to be here for this. The future is not mine to see.
Well, I know we got to get an AI version of you on the show that won't curse.
Yeah, I'm sorry for that, Chief. I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to a friend and I could just say everything I wanted to say. My bad. Are you hearing that in your ear, too?
No, it's probably just on your end. But this whole AI thing is going to be used for psychological operations, okay? I mean, what does anything get used for by anybody at any given time? What's the nature of the person using it? If you've got corporations, well, they're going to create something for you to lust after, for something for you to buy. If you give it to, you know, the government, you know, the feds, they're going to come up with psychological operations to trick you. If you give it to
comedians,
they're going to come up with comical stuff. So it's really just another tool for anybody to use for any activity they want to use it for.
But we always look to government to do a thing. So I'm bad. I feel like I'm talking to you on the phone. My bad. We're always trying to find a solution from the government. Oops.
Well, the thing is here, especially when it comes to technology like this. People are being affected. People who come up with computer generated, there are people with jobs, people with, that do graphic designs and things like that. They're having to come up with programs that will brick any image that can be read by an AI. So you can't get counterfeit stuff and things like that. The technology is revolving. And it's going to get so convoluted, though, you're not going to be able to. I mean, at this point, I think we need to just, as a nation, we need to rehash. We need to put the Constitution on the table, make some new amendments, because it's not working. It's not working.
Is that not interesting, though? Is that not interesting? Because in many respects, we are always thinking about these people who put this Constitution together, and we're always thinking about what they did, but they actually put it together for themselves, right?
Yeah. Well, they didn't foresee that we'd have a federal government with technology that's gonna spy on you. They didn't foresee that we would have fighter jets. They didn't foresee any of this stuff.
Drones.
I mean, if you keep the language basic, the Second Amendment means that we should have any arms that the government does to defend ourselves from the government.
Not just guns. Any arms. Arms means a lot of other things than just weapons.
For example, people need to start learning how to make directed EMPs, because you're going to have robot dogs, robot cops, drones on you all the time. You're going to need to learn how to make a pocket held directed EMP weapon. You're going to have to learn how to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. So what do you want to preserve? Okay, if we can preserve anything in our life right now, what would you preserve?
Preserve?
Yeah.
That's a
something,
good question.
I mean, because it's going away, so
well,
let's preserve something. What is it?
At this point, I don't know what I have at this point. Freedom of speech, that's squashed. People want to take away my guns. I've got, you know, the Fourth Amendment is done because we have all these devices in our homes that are spying on us, that's given over to the government. You know, I mean, what rights, what do I have that hasn't been completely marginalized, if not worked around? What do I have? I mean, the only thing I can keep is my fighting spirit and try to make tomorrow a better day. Fighting for my rights.
So let's say tomorrow. Let's say tomorrow is a terrible day. What does flipping V do? What do you do? Tomorrow's a bad day. I can't be on the internet. I can't get on, and everything just goes to hell in a handbasket. What does V do?
Well, V is a strategic genius, and is always
using
any resources to the best of his ability. Well, listen, that's already the situation. All right. I mean, my phone calls are blocked a lot of times. There's a lot of miscommunications. People can't get their emails to me, things like that.
And what did you do to make that happen?
My calls are redirected.
When did that happen?
Hold on. One question at a time. Let me answer him one at a time. So my communications are extremely tampered with. So I know I'm going to have to come back to the States, and I'm going to have to talk to people face to face. I'm going on my tour. I'm going to be boots to the ground. So that's to answer your question. Yeah, I'm going to be anywhere I can be, passing out information and giving people the choice to fight by my side.
All right. So the real question is, what are you going to do with your guns? That's a tough one because you're on the air. That's a tough one.
I'm going to use the Second Amendment. If the government wants to crash down
in
my
Poland
so far and be so oppressive, I have no right but to defend myself. I have no choice but to defend myself and my rights.
Absolutely.
That's where America is right now, and they're not understanding that this is. And I spoke about this, I think like last week, how they're building Cop City in Atlanta, and people are actively throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, and shooting at the police. Now, if we have people shooting at the police in our group against the government that's doing something that they clearly stated they didn't want, none of the people arrested should be charged with any crimes. They are using their Second Amendment. That's what I'd say.
Well, yes, and you know what? I don't think you need a Second Amendment. I think it's just, hey, look, if you're screwing with me, I don't want you here, and you keep screwing with me, yeah, you're done. That's it. You're done.
That's the problem.
They have a right to come out and tell me I'm not doing something right? I don't understand that.
they believe they have jurisdiction over your physical body and what you can do with it.
And so we
that
have
is the
to get
biggest
over
problem that.
That
we have.
We have to get over that. These people, they put so many ABC groups together so that we can, these guys are in charge of us, you know, ABC, AND, whatever. Give me a ABC group. They're in charge of us. And how did they get in charge of us? These people aren't elected. Who are these people? They're people appointed.
Mayorkas was not elected.
Yeah, they're appointed, and it's exactly what the George Soros's want. They want the narrative out there that we're stupid and we can't do anything, and that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, people need
can
to
you,
start.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us in the background?
No. No.
That's terrible, because I got two radio shows going on, me talking to you and the show that we just said a minute ago.
Oh, well, if you're having problems,
well, I don't know. Maybe
Mike
can
the background.
Fix that. I don't know. Hey, I don't care. All I care about is talking to you, Chief. And let's go back to AI, because That's what you called up on Sunday on Texas Republican Radio.
I'm going to say, connecting to the subject of the show and what we're talking about, there's going to be AI that's going to be used to this app. This is going to be very experimental, but AI is going to be used in the app to let these illegals across the border.
Yeah, so get what I said. Okay, when I told you on Sunday, I was like, no, that's not part of my bucket list that I'm worried about. But, you know, in actuality it is, because I might live to be 80. You know, AI is coming in big time and stuff, and I'm just, you know, pushing 60 here. And, I don't know how bad this stuff's going to be, but I'm thinking I'm not going to be a part of it. Can you imagine that? You're 30, 35 or something, and you're going to be 9 years in the future, and oh, holy crap, you're going to have...
You know, I think about that, and, you know, people having kids.
Yeah,
and,
no,
you know,
so you're...
I don't want to bring, you know, there's got to be some changes before I bring some kids into this world. There's got to be some changes. Right now, everything is ugly, and it's bad, and it's all the government's freaking fault. That's the worst part of it. Government that we are not trying to get rid of. We still keep playing the game of voting, which Trump proved doesn't mean anything.
So how much government really matters? How much government really matters? Think about that. How much government really matters?
That is the thing.
No regulation.
People let the government do all sorts of whatever. You know, I try to live my life, and if something I want to do is against the law, well, you know what? You're going to have to come get me. Because I'm going to exercise my freedom. I was born here to be underneath your codes and restrictions.
Hey,
okay.
Hey,
I live by common law. And that's it.
They know where you are. They are going to come and get you. They're going to come get me. They're going to come get Alan. They're going to come get Steve. They're going to come everybody. Hey, they're going to come get us, man. They are. Because did you see HR
686
or something like that? Did you see that? Lies perpetrated on the internet are going to be destroyed, and they're going to come get you. You got 20 years in prison. Really? And this is what they decide are lies. Come on, it's like 686.
You know what? You know what, Andy? We've run out of time for this hour. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for my time. Thank you, my friend. Love you, bro.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Guys, we're going to come back on the other side of the break, put more callers. And, just stay tuned.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.